Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you. Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this week's holiday edition of Animal World. And we are just fresh off of dancing and bopping and howling and barking and woofing with the Jingle Cats. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on Listen Live in the upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great stories, pictures, photographs up there. Oh, there's some great stories. there's one whole post on cats in Christmas trees. Of course, that's this time of year. But a wonderful, the Wildlife Photographer of the Year awards are out, National Geographic. So that video is up with, or that post with some of the photographs. Really phenomenal. And then a wonderful story, local here in Seattle, a guy feeding crows, and they started bringing him gifts. And, oh, it's very cute. They decorated, like, pine tree stem or little branches with pop can lids. And anyway, it's very cute, but you'll see it on Facebook. You have to go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. So, hey, it is Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique Rasmussen Reset and Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Sister Linda Rasmussen is here. You know, Nels works mostly on animals and some humans, and Linda works mostly on humans, some animals. And if you call in, Nels tunes in and does work on the animals. Linda works on the humans, and we get everybody covered and balanced. And if you would like a free remote treatment, you can just pick up your phone and give us a call. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 1-888-298-5569. Then our email address is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If you got a photograph of your dog or cat friend or whatever animal you're calling in or yourselves, send us an email with photographs, and then Nathan can put it up on the screen with us. And, you know, helps our healers connect better with the animals and all of that. And, of course, we enjoy seeing the photographs.
So. And, of course, the photograph should best be taken, like, in the moment. So take it right before you send an email and shoot us that image. Because sometimes I've gotten the same photograph each time people have called in. It's like,
well,
really good
I don't
to
know.
See how, like, the animal is progressing, too.
Okay, so Nathan wants current photographs. But, you know, I'll tell you, for our purposes, it really doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a current photograph. Any photograph helps with the connection and all that sort of thing. But mm-hmm. a current one, just so Nathan knows exactly what you look like right now, he wants to know. Curious
or the pet
and all, you know. And I have to say, we had a wonderful time over the top of the hour with the Jingle Cats. I think we kind of, it was a fun studio. We kind of determined that it's not as danceable as Love Train, and it's more kind of a twist. That's what I thought. But you remember last week, and I didn't have a chance to say anything to anyone this week about it, but remember last week I was saying after the first break when we played the Jingle Cats, I said, I couldn't sing the people words. I had to meow and howl and bark. Well, apparently I'm not the only one, because that happened without me saying anything. And we were howling and barking and woofing and meowing. And it was really fun, wasn't it? I mean, so yeah. part of it is singing along as a jingle cat or jingle dog.
Right. It's fun
and,
to do that.
So try that. If you didn't do that on this last break at 11 o'clock, You have an excuse to howl, just like a dog. There's lots of howling going on. So howls and meows and woofs and all of that. Anyway, we had a great time. All right. Now, I had a question. Nels was talking about best bioenergetic synchronization technique and the Rasmussen Reset and the do-it-yourself at home program and all that sort of stuff. And we didn't get to go into a lot of details. I do have a question about that, but since we have caller on the line, I think we'll come back to that, and let's take our caller. And we are headed over to West Seattle, and Timothy, welcome to Animal World. And look at that. He's listening. Now, see, did I tell you he has the best hair? And
hey,
I'm, and,
all right.
And see, I snitched
That's
Timothy.
That's a good look.
Isn't that great?
Well,
that, of course, is Comet. You have to look at Comet, too. Anyway.
Well, I was talking about Comet. No, not really, Timothy. No. Actually, Timothy, you got a great look.
All right. So you get the award, too, of being our first human photograph here today, along with Comet. And, gosh, I guess that's so much fun. We could just look at the pictures. And now, for everybody, to catch everybody up out there in Radio Land, I did a session with Timothy and his partner, Asil, and Comet, about 7-month-old golden retriever, earlier this week. Timothy, how are you three doing since I was there?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, it's been great so far. Comet's really responded so well to everything you taught us, and it's been fantastic. It's
okay, whose voice am I hearing?
This is Tim right now.
Okay, Tim. Okay. And Aseel is there in the background, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I'm hearing both of
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
okay. Just so everybody knows, I was there because, Comet is a smart, sensitive 7-month-old female golden retriever. She's not been spayed yet. And pretty much very sweet and a wonderful little dog, but had gotten into some trouble, which I think primarily due to the fact that this dog was extremely confused. And these guys had started, it's not like they hadn't been trying to resolve these issues and have been doing training with the dog and so forth, but they started with the all positive training, okay? And I think that was like the biggest problem. This dog was so, don't you think so? This dog was so confused and without knowing what's wrong as well as what's right, and without the guys knowing how to communicate with her, she just was flailing. She was so confused, and it manifested in what we technically call resource guarding and growling, defending her chewables and that sort of thing. Well, you know, I never know going into a case like that what I'm going to deal with. And so, but once I got there, and these guys, not only do they look great, but they're just great guys. This dog is really a wonderful, you know, sweet, smart, sensitive dog. And you know that I can usually look at a dog and I can see energetically if the wires aren't connected right and we're really messed up. I didn't see any of that with Comet, which was really, really good. And she had an amazing transformation during the session. I mean, didn't she, Timothy?
Definitely.
By the time we were done, not only could the guys be with her when she's chewing on her bone, but she was actually bringing them the bone and putting it in their hands, and they're holding it for her, and she really relaxed, and it was like the light bulb went on. We were even able to trim her nails and do things that, you know, you couldn't do before. And anyway, I was hoping that it would hold, because I think it was that she's really a great dog. But because of her reaction and the guarding, it really felt to me, Nels, like her nervous system may be stuck. And because
right.
So when you tuned into her, because I can see you're already working on her, what are you getting with
her? There's the things that I find when an animal has a stuck in fight or flight type of response.
You did find that.
Right. And for some people there who might have more sensitive hands than others, perhaps, if you feel along your dog or even cat's neck and just a little bit in front of the shoulder on the side of the neck, if you feel kind of a big bump, and especially if it seems more tense and bumpy on one side of the neck than the other, that's animal's probably stuck in fight or flight.
So you can actually feel it in the spine.
It's a really typical thing I find, and it's generally in kind of the lower to mid neck, kind of just in front of the shoulder area.
Yeah.
And anyway, that's what we found here with Comet, and a couple of more points down lower in the body. And the Rasmussen Reset program, that video course that I put out, this is pretty much exactly what I'm doing here.
Right. So Nels is working on Comet right now as we speak. And what I had in mind for this call today is that Nels, you would confirm if we've got if her nervous system frozen, which she was responding like it was.
Yeah.
But I also, when I was doing the session, it felt quite strongly, because she's so smart and sensitive, that it would probably be a good idea for Timothy and Aseel to have the do-it-yourself program so that they could keep her more stable and more balanced.
It's for any pet owner, it's a great program to have, because you never know when things going to happen at the dog park or something that'll, you know, set your dog off and might need some calming down. And this work is so
well.
Easy
see,
to
now
do.
That's another thing, because that's one of the things that these guys described about Comet when they take her to the dog park, is that she is very sensitive and she does submit out right away to other bigger dogs. But one of the problems that they encountered was sometimes these bigger dogs go into their bully mode. And even though they're big, they're sensitive inside too. So when they see this little girl that submits out, if you got a big dog in a bully suit, then they try to throw their weight around and act really tough and control who they can control. But a very confident dog, they wouldn't pull this with. But one that's already submitted, then they go pounce on them and stand on them and lord it over them. Well, this was
happening. That's definitely what's happening.
See, that's what was happening with Comet. Unfortunately, the guys didn't know how to handle that and how to jolly her up and make her feel good about all of this and build her confidence in those situations. So she was getting worse and worse. But that's one of the reasons why I thought that while they're working through her getting more confident at dog parks and not being completely intimidated by, you know, bigger bully dogs,
right,
that the reset might be very helpful.
So here's what you can do, Timothy, is you can send me a text at 425-238-2668 and just remind me of this call, and I can send you a link for the membership, because everybody has to be a member now for me to do business with them. So anyway, for the membership, it's a $10 thing. Once you're a member, then I can send you the link for the program, and that's a $50 program. It's not a big expense, and it's something you can, once you learn that, you can use it on any animal forever. Sure. I've had people help their neighbors out, you know.
Okay.
It's pretty
now,
great.
All right. Now, so long as, because Timothy, have you guys got plenty of time?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, good, because I'm going to keep you here for a while, because the big plan, that's going to lead me to the question. Oh, we have another caller. Okay, well, get your patience going, caller. Let's see, that brings me to my question that from the end of last hour when we were talking about the Reset Do-It-Yourself at Home program, the question that popped into me was, all right, now you learn to do this on animals, but we already talked about humans, their nervous systems get stuck too. Can you use the reset on a human?
Well, you can. You could actually do the same thing and probably get some results. With humans, there's others that we tend to use.
Okay, so humans are more complicated than animals.
Well, let's just say we're built a little different. You know, we walk around on two legs. Let Linda chime in here.
Yeah, so there actually is one part of BEST treatment called Family BEST, which is hands-on. It doesn't delve into the emotional work, but it is the same kind of hands-on releasing fight or flight patterns in the body, and it's something that I'm actually okay for teaching.
So it sounds like we're better that humans, if humans need resetting, they're better off to work with one of you two, either in person or remotely. But the reset, do it yourself, works well for the animals.
Right.
But if somebody learns the Family BEST, and I do workshops occasionally, then they can treat their family members, their kids, their parents. It's like a more slightly more in-depth, but really not that much than the Rasmus and Reset.
Okay, so what I was thinking for Timothy and Aisle and Comet is that Nels works on Comet. Then I think it would be good because these guys have been through some trauma too. They love this girl, and she's been really confused, and they've had some real traumatic experiences with her. And because I think these guys are smart, sensitive men, I think that we need Linda to tune in to both of them and get and release anything that might be left related to Comet and all of this. So we start everybody off, reset, and good to go. Does that make sense?
I like it.
And Timothy, are you guys on board for we can work with you two as well?
Yes, definitely, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nels, you finished up with Comet.
Right.
Anything you need to report on that?
Well, it was just interesting in that every contact I did was only on the right side of the body, which just shows how out of balance she was.
Wow, okay, so it was all on the right side.
Yeah.
Normally, you guys, he'll do the same, you know, work on one side, and then he gets to work on the other side, same place. But that was not the case with Comet.
No.
It was all on the right side.
Yeah.
Wow, isn't that interesting?
Does that mean anything?
Well, it's just a sign that she was really out of balance, and it was great to get her unstuck. I mean, it's going to go a long way to help her out to get balanced again.
Yeah, and then with everything sure. else we're doing, with you guys now understanding how to communicate with her and how to build her confidence, because the first thing they had to learn is that when she flips her cookies and goes, oh, God, the world is coming to an end, they can't say, oh, honey, it's not. Calm down. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
For sure.
You know, the calming, soothing, and sympathizing folks that yep. acknowledges the fear, it rewards it, and it seats it deeper on an emotional and physical level. Well, now the guys know that that's not the best way to do that. So now, something happens, they know how to get happy and jolly and make her feel good about it. Because if you've got the right sales pitch, you can convince dogs of just about anything. Now, cats, not the same. That doesn't work the same way with cats. But dogs, you have a good sales pitch. So, Timothy, are you still the first one present on the phone here?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So, Linda, do you want to start with Timothy? You want us to take care of? Okay. Nathan's squirming. Okay. And, you know, we have to keep him happy. So we're going to put you on hold, take care of advertisers, we'll come back, Linda will work on Timothy and then on Aisle and answer anything else they need to chat about, and then we will go on to our next caller. So everybody stay right where you are. This is an important part of the show, because without these advertisers, there is no show. So please listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michael.
And I'm Rob Spears, and we're excited to tell you about our changes. Conscious Talk is moving to Tuesdays, Wednesday, and Friday at our usual time, 7 to 8 a.m., right here on KKNW.
We'll continue to bring you the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge from natural health to spiritual growth.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is moving to Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. right here on KKNW 1150 a.m.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
No other station delivers this much variety. Alternative Talk 1150.
Oh, I don't know if we have time to wait for the jet. There they are. Woohoo! Yeah, see, they do big dramatic stuff too.
Now, are those jingle cats or bagpipes playing? I can't tell.
Oh, those are jingle cats.
They sound just like bagpipes.
And the Jingle Cats even do Alvin the Chipmunk. I think we'll hear him. Sooner or later, they'll chime in with that. You gotta love the Jingle Cats. All righty, everybody. Dr. Nils Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen are here. It is Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday on Animal World. We are in the middle of a phone call. We're in Seattle, and we're talking to Timothy, and he and his partner's lovely little seven-month-old female golden retriever, Comet, who was very confused by the all-positive stuff. And now that she actually has a clue what's wrong and what's right, and is starting to learn confidence, everything's turning around. So, Timothy, still with us?
Yep, we're here.
All righty. So, Linda is going to start with Timothy, and she's going to take over.
Okay. So, hello, Timothy.
Hello.
So, I'm going to invite you to think about a health concern. Just bring something that you're thinking about regarding health into your mind.
All right, I got it.
Okay. And then setting that aside, I'm going to ask you to focus on the feeling of grief.
Okay.
And then we're going to replace grief with the feeling of selfish. And so I'm going to have you hold the word selfish and the number two in your mind. And I would like you to do a breath that's going to involve you taking a deep breath into the abdomen and then exhale completely, keeping your breath held out just as long as it's comfortable to do that. As soon as it becomes the least bit difficult, let your breath back in and just keep repeating, inhale, exhale completely, hold the breath out while you think selfish. And the number two, your eyes are going to be open and looking straight ahead.
Okay, Timothy, with your eyes open, looking straight ahead, you are taking in a deep breath, letting it completely out. Hold it out as long as you can. But when you need to refresh, you take a breath in, let it out again, hold it out while you are thinking selfish. And the number two, your eyes are open, looking straight ahead. That's interesting, Nels. Are you back on Comet, or are you working on one of the? Are you working on Timothy too?
I'm also doing the reset on Timothy.
Aha! So we're getting stereo treatments here.
Perfect, Timothy. Go ahead and breathe normally, and then just tip your head forward. We're trying to give a gentle stretch to the back of your neck, and then let your head rise, and then let your thoughts go back to the health concern you were thinking about. Okay, and then that is complete. I'm going to find an affirmation for you. So if you would, just keep the sky is blue in your mind for a moment.
The sky is blue.
And then we are going to affirm the feeling of sincerity by thinking, I embrace the feeling of sincerity.
I embrace the feeling of sincerity.
So how are you doing, Timothy?
Feeling good, actually. It's great.
Wonderful.
Okay, now since Timothy hasn't listened before or heard you treat somebody, what's he supposed to do? The affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of sincerity. What is he to do with that affirmation?
So, affirmations are most effective when you combine the feeling, and so whatever feeling comes to you around sincerity, you want to bring that into your awareness. And there may be some kind of an image. It may be a person that just evokes that feeling of sincerity, or perhaps it's Comet. It could be any number of things, but if you can hold some kind of image in your mind and the feeling at the same time, and just think at least three times in one go, and then do that multiple times a day, especially because you just did this release, doing it several times today, tomorrow, and the day after. And that helps to keep whatever had been activated quiet and just lets it go away.
Excellent. So a couple, three times a day, or whenever you feel activated, You repeat the affirmation three times with the imagining mm-hmm. the feeling and that sort of thing. I embrace the feeling of sincerity. I embrace the feeling of sincerity. Mm-hmm. I embrace the feeling of sincerity. Mm-hmm. Now, does he complete with hands over the chest and I trust?
That would be fine, but it's not
okay.
necessary.
Not necessary. Okay. Yeah. All right. So Timothy, you're going to use that affirmation to keep yourself balanced at this point.
Yeah, I really like that. That was great. I like it
okay.
a lot.
So is Timothy complete? We can move to Asel
yes.
now? Okay. Let's get the other one going here.
All right. I'm passing him over.
Hello.
Hi. This is Linda.
Hi.
So I invite you to just think the sky is blue, just relaxing and breathing normally.
Okay, so Asel's thinking the sky is blue while Linda checks in and see what she finds.
And I invite you to bring to mind some relationship in your life that you would like to have improve. Just some relationship.
Could be human and dog.
Yeah,
could be human
it's
and
really
human. It could
whatever
be
comes to you. Some
human
relationship
and something else
that you would like
okay.
to have improve. All right. So just focus on that. You're still breathing normally. Just letting yourself imagine how you would like this to improve in your mind. And then setting that aside, put your attention on the feeling of satisfied.
Satisfied.
Satisfied and the number two are the two things to hold in mind.
Okay.
Your eyes are going to be closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And take a deep breath into the abdomen and just hold your breath in as long as you comfortably can. As soon as it becomes the least bit difficult, let that breath go. Get another breath, inhale, hold it in. Thinking satisfied, too.
All right, Asel, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right. You're holding your breath. As long as it's comfortable, releasing when necessary, taking in another breath and holding it while you focus your mind on satisfied and the number two. Satisfied, number two.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like Nils is tuning in too.
I did a little bit of reset there.
All right, breathe normally, Asel, and then let your head just gently tip forward with your eyes open. We're just gently stretching the back of your neck and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And now let yourself return in your mind to that relationship that you would like to have improve.
Okay.
And that is complete.
Hmm.
And so I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of satisfied will be the affirmation that will be most helpful to you to keep this energetic flow going, keep that pattern released. And same thing, just feel the feeling of satisfied. Notice that feeling as often as you can. And also, if you can, if there's an image that goes along for you with satisfied, holding that in your mind and using that very frequently today, tomorrow, and the day after.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what you guys need to know, the wording of these affirmations is important. My left brain, Linda gives me an affirmation. My left brain wants to change it to make it grammatically correct or something like that. Resist that. Don't do that. What exactly the wording she tells you is what you need to, because it has to do with energy. So for Timothy, yours is, I embrace the feeling of sincerity. For Asel, yours is, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of satisfied.
Okay.
All right. So then you guys are good to keep balance for the week. You know how to get a hold of Nels if you want to discuss the at-home program. You obviously know how to get a hold of me. And now, is there anything else you've got questions about the work today with Dr. Nels or Linda, or any questions you have for me about Comet before we let you go?
No, we didn't really have any questions that we thought of. We were kind of racking our brains trying to think of stuff, but honestly, all the information you gave us was very detailed and it was super helpful, and we've just been kind of reviewing our notes and it's been working really, really, really well.
Okay, has there been any growling at you since I was there?
Sparingly. So I came home from work and she had her bone and just like raised her lip at me, and I quickly put a stop to it, and she immediately gave me the bone and was, you know, flipped the switch right back to
fabulous,
to the good side.
That's the way you trigger them right out, and it's right. Excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
All right, you guys keep up the good work, and call me and report in, and I hope you have a delightful rest of December and holiday season, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thank you so much, Martha. We can't say how much we really appreciate all your help and everything. We feel so much better. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much, you guys. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Now it's looking like we're, of course, up against the clock again. And so let's take care, because I know we've got, what do we got?
Kate will be our next caller.
Kate,
from Bellevue.
Thank you for your praise. I'm grateful and thankful for Kate's patience. How about that? Anybody else wants to get in line? 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Email address for photographs, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
What do you want for your pet when it's not getting help for its troubles? Happiness for your pet and yourself. I'm Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer. I've been helping pets and people to be happy again for over 40 years. You can learn more about me and my work at spiritualpetconnection.com. And you can have a free phone conversation with me by clicking the Contact Us button. Go to spiritualpetconnection.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Find out the latest about your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150. Check out 1150kknw.com.
Gosh, I just couldn't help it. Hey, guys. I'm Martha Norwalk. I hope your radio is still on. Oh, my gosh. I just love them so much. Hey, y'all. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Whatever you celebrate. Happy, happy, happy. Ho, ho, ho. Let's see. In this hour, we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. All kinds of great stuff going on for the holiday season and all the big classes coming up in January. Go to the website, check it all out, anandawa.org. And our NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, nupro-supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. And you can check them out online or find them at many pet stores. And, of course, we heard from Dr. Nels, and all of his contact information works. HealingMinistryForAnimals.com is alive and well.
Yes.
Spiritual Pet Connection gets you to the same place.com. Yep. And if you need to call him, it's 20. And if you can text him if you want to get in on the joining.
The membership thing.
Yeah, so
yes. You
text membership to 425-238-2668.
You can also go to the website, do the contact us button, and say, I want to be a member.
Yep.
That'll work too.
425-238-2668, healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link.
Yep.
All right. We sound good. And then if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, please join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates, and you get links on the website and interviews on the show, and I talk about you every week. So if you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or just give me a call, 360-217-7258. Of course, we heard Whispering Dragon, and Jude Ponton is working Wednesdays and Fridays again, our premier sound healer, energy, harmonic energy shifter in the area, and she has gift certificates available. So if you would like to give the gift of Jude and harmonic energy shifting and sound healing to someone you love, either here or anywhere, because she works remotely or in person, all you got to do is email her. You can go through the website, whispering-dragon.com. resonate@whispering-dragon will get you email to her, or you can just give her a call, 206-706-2836. Now, we talked about Nels. He also can arrange for you to give him away as a gift.
Yes.
You just need to use all that concept stuff to contact him. And Linda, you can give her away too, remotely or in person. And all you have to do is contact her. You can go through the website, verticalenergyworldwide.com. You can email her, linda@verticalenergyworldwide.com, or you can text or call her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. Phew. Okay. I think I got everybody in, right?
Yes.
Okay. And we are ready to head back to the phones and where we're going to Bellevue. And Kate, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda.
Thank you.
Hello. What can we do for you?
I have a 13-year-old yellow lab rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
What's his name?
Gunner.
Gunner. Okay. And how long have you had Gunner?
About 8 months.
Oh, okay. So he's a recent rescue.
Yes.
Okay. And what's going on with Gunner?
Well, Gunner is the most lovable dog, wants attention all the time, is just...
Well, and I want to say bless your heart for rescuing a 13-year-old dog. That's that's wonderful.
Well, he kind of rescued me.
Oh, so, bless his heart too then.
Yeah, right. And he loves to be, he loves people.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, he loves dogs, but he has bitten two times.
Oh dear.
And what seems to set it, I don't know what sets him off. I think it's a moving car that has dogs inside, because mm-hmm. in the dog park, we have a big dog park, 35 acres, and the cars have to drive in.
Mm-hmm.
And he can be out running in the field or whatever and be a mile away, and he sees those cars driving in, and he has to go charging to bark at them and greet them. And then he's just obsessed with it. And he, for 13, he can run 3 football fields without taking a breath.
So it hasn't slowed him down any.
No, and he... I have actually talked with you about him when I first got him,
okay.
And I kind of dropped the ball because he's 13, and I don't know, the vet tells me that, one vet tells me that he's doing okay, another vet tells me that he doesn't have but 6 months to live, which I don't believe, and and he drinks bowls and bowls of water. He's just, which tells me there's probably something going on internally. But this idea of being all of a sudden kicking into this aggressive mode and chasing cars and, okay, so there's a gate going into this big field, and he, a person was...
Now, are you talking about Marymore Park?
No, it's called Camp Charlie.
Camp Charlie. I've heard of that, but I've never been there, actually. So I don't have a visual to put with it.
Well, there's a gate, that a manual gate you have to open and to go in. And we were out in the field, and he all of a sudden focused in on this gate and this car going out. And he took off like a bat. And when the woman was closing the gate... He bit her.
Oh, dear.
He put a tooth in her hand, which a puncture wound. And then another time, somebody was rubbing his tummy, and all of a sudden, he nipped this person.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like a flash aggression type stuff could be happening. All of that. So I'm interested now, as we've been talking, Kate, and you've been relaying all of this, Nels has been working on Gunner.
Yes.
What are you getting anything that's in line with what she's talking
about?
Well,
there's a lot to do. The fight or flight thing was definitely engaged.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so that's good news, actually.
It is. And the thing is, you know, when you have these behaviors, is some of it, when a fight or flight system is engaged, there's a certain automatic nature to these behaviors. And so working to get that disengaged is a great thing. It sounds like there, you know, maybe more needed from Aunt Martha, but it's definitely the fight or flight thing is a must. You got to get that undone, because it's just automatic. They don't, there's no thinking involved. They're just on this fight or flight thing that they're doing.
Yeah. And it's, boy, it sounds like a really interesting case, Kate, in terms of it may be the reason why Gunner ended up being a 13-year-old rescue, is this behavior might have been going on, you know, in a previous, you know, situation with humans, and they got rid of him because of it. Do you know?
I think it might have been, you know, he may have had this all the time, but... I remember when I got him, they told me that he was grumpy, but they didn't say what that meant, so I didn't know what that meant. But no, he came with a another dog that he's bonded with forever, a little poodle.
Did you rescue that dog too?
Yes.
Oh, you have both of them.
I have both of them because the person that I took them from said that he would not split them up, that they were very beginning.
Well,
so I took them both, and the poodle is just amazing little dog, no problems. But, you know, the deal was you took them both. And truthfully, I know he's bitten a couple people, and I know he has his problem and whatnot, but he is the best dog ever when he's not being aggressive.
Well, I would say several things are the things that we could do. We're going to talk more with Nils about this and future work. You certainly could call back next week when I'm here with Natasha. We could talk in more detail about the behavior stuff, and I may be able to give you some things over the air. But we could have Natasha tune in, too, to see how, what kind of work. Can we work through this relatively easily? Does he need more work with Nels or with both of us or me or whatever? But we could explore that more next week on the show if you want to call in. I'm thinking right now is because of what's going on in my life, and that finally all of the work's being done in my house and all of that, plus the holidays, plus I'm overbooked up and moving, you know, sessions all the time anyway. Even if you wanted to see me like yesterday, I couldn't book a session for you till sometime in January.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I'm thinking we're best to have you working with Nels right now on Gunner to see how much, because sometimes he does this work and turns these things around, and man, the dog really starts changing or you know, dramatically. So it'll be interesting to see how Gunner does this week and if you notice any changes, and then you could call in next week, we could explore that. But Nels, are you getting any intuition about if he needs more? Because you said there was a lot to do.
There was a lot
after
to
all
do.
He's 13
right.
years old. So what are you thinking?
Yeah, so there was I found a lot of things that needed balancing out, and a 13-year-old dog is bound to have accumulated some stress in his life. so
especially when they live with poodles,
right?
Little poodles.
Sometimes,
even though she's great.
Sometimes it takes, you know, a couple of really full sessions with me to really clean them up.
Yeah.
Another thing is a person can get my program, that video course, and work that for a couple of weeks on their own and see how far that goes. Because sometimes that stuff can work miracles, just resetting the basic fight or flight system reset.
Yeah, and my sense is kind of, Kate, that if you continue to work with Nels and maybe got the at home or what he's working out, we work on Gunner that way, I might be able to just give you some things to teach and work with on the air, like next Sunday and then the third Sunday of January, something we could follow up and do more. I probably could give you enough to do that we might be able to resolve it that way, and you wouldn't have to have me come do a session with you guys. But
okay.
My sense is that because of Gunner's age, what's going on and the history, he's going to benefit best from Nels' work right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now, do you have Nels' contact information?
Oh, I definitely do. Yeah.
Excellent. All right. So, and anything else you want to? Gosh, we're up against the clock here, but we didn't work on you yet. I would imagine that you could probably use. Oh, Nels is saying yeah. Okay. So. Kate, have you got more time? Are you free to hold over through the Jingle Cats, and we'll pick you up on the other side, and then Linda can work you over?
Okay.
How does that sound?
Good.
She'll
sounds
lovingly
good.
Work you over. How
Thank
about
you.
That? Sounds, lovingly and gently.
Sounds
you.
Wonderful.
Right? All right. So Kate and Gunner are going to hold on, and then we will get back to them after the top of the hour. So... Nels, pretty much, I think probably most of the patients that you work on have got fight flight issues. Or do you find that is very common?
It's the kind of the foundation of what's going on with the animals. If they have a problem that has not resolved itself in about 30 days, usually it means they're just stuck and they need to get unstuck. So that's at the heart of what I do, is that getting them unstuck.
Yeah, and that makes such a huge difference. But I was also thinking in terms of, I know that, that y'all can make tremendous, be of tremendous help and shift things for humans. Especially, I know you do a lot of work with veterans and so forth, and you know, with all the post-traumatic stress stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that pretty much stuck nervous systems?
It really is. It's,
that's
it's
what I would think.
Stuck nervous system on steroids. And, you know, it's, I've had cases, you know, one session, amazing turnaround, and others, you know, not quite so much. So it's variable like so many different things. And, of course, Linda is amazing with that too.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So we'll talk more about that. And we'll have in the next hour, we'll take your phone calls. We'll have more gift suggestions and all that good stuff. Right now we're going to take a break to Jingle Cat It Up and have fun with them. We've got a couple of the Jingle Cat medleys to play for you. We'll be twisting and dancing and howling and woofing and meowing. I hope you'll join us. And we want to send all that joy, all the love, all the healing, everything on a positive level we can send back to Kentucky and all those six states where all the tornadoes happen. We're sending it all to them. So I'm going to energize this up here. And by the way, we decided that chair dancing is very acceptable for the Jingle Cats. Okay, so here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Jingle Cats. All righty, everybody. Animal World continues. Jingle Cats coming up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.